Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Echad shebishal boy vi echad she'ira l'seichai. Whether it's a pot which you cooked the kudshim in, or whether you merely poured the tavshil with the kudshim in it into this pot. Echad kudshe kudshim vi echad kudshim kalim. Whether we're talking about kudshe kudshim or kudshim kalim. The halacha is that kli teunin meriko shtifa needs to have meriko shtifa, which is, merika is to wash it inside and outside with hot water, and shtifa is to wash it on the outside with cold water. Reb Shimon says, kachim kalim einam teunin meriko shtifa. Reb Shimon's position always is that kachim kalim does not need meriko shtifa. However, the Yachin speaks out, he does hold that you need to have hag'ala. Hag'ala is another category where you actually have to immerse the entire kli in hot water. Reb Tarfon says, "Embishal by mitchilas haregel. If you had a pot and you cooked in this pot on the first day of Yom Tov, yivashal by kol haregel, you may continue to cook in that pot the entire Yom Tov, even without merika ushtifa. The reason is because since there are many, many karbanos which are brought on the regalim, and therefore all the pots in the Beis HaMikdash are being used every single day, we assume that each time they're cooking in it, it's giving out the belios, that which was absorbed the day before and comes out into the new food, and the new food now gets absorbed into the pot. So therefore, we don't have a problem of nicer of the tam, which is absorbed into the walls, becoming puzzle with nicer. However, the chachamim say, ad zman hu achila, you may only use the pot until the amount of time which you'd be allowed to use the original carbon, which was cooked in it. But once it comes to that time, then, for example, a shlamim, which could be eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, or by a chatas yamim v'layla, in that case, you would have to do merika ushtifa before you would use it for anything else. The Mishnah continues, merika ushtifa. What is merika and shtifa? Merika means kimrika sakais, the way you would normally clean out a cup, and this means that you would wash it on the inside and on the outside, referring to the cup used for Birchas HaMazon, that was supposed to wash it inside and outside before we use it. The Mishnah continues, Ushtifa, what does Shtifa mean? Kishtifa sakais, the way we do rinsing of the kais, which means we rinse it on the outside. Now, Merika, which is when you do the inside and outside, that is Bechamen, that's done with hot water. Ushtifa, but we were just doing the outside, that is referring to Bitzainin with cold water. Hashfud v'ha'askela, the spits, or the metal pieces which we use to roast the meat, mag'ilan b'chamin. Those need to have hagala done. Hagala means that we heat them up, and then anything that was absorbed in the metal would be expressed and come out due to the heat. Mishnah Ches. Bishal bay kachim v'chulam. Let's say you had a pot where you cooked in that pot both kachim and chulin, non-kachim. Oy, kachay kachim v'kachim kalim. Or if you cooked in it, kachay kachim, and also kachim kalim. So the rule is, im yesh behem b'naisim tam, let's say the first item which was cooked there had so much in it that it, whatever was absorbed into the walls of the kli, would be more than 1/60th, more than, would give taste, meaning more than 1/60th of the second thing being cooked there. Then we'll say, hari akalim nechalim k'chamurim, the more lenient one would have the stringency of the more stringent one. So let's say we first cooked in it a chatas, which is nechal l'yom v'layla. And then we cooked in it the next day a shlamim, which is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So the rule is you'd have to finish or eat anything that was in that pot by the end of the duration of the period of the original carbon chatas of the yom v'layla. Ve'einan te'unin merika ushtifa, and they would not need merika ushtifa. Now the bar tenura here, we'll have to read this bar tenura inside. It's the beginning of Mishnah Ches. It says, "Hareya kalam nechalam kechamur." We'll eat the more lenient one, like the more stringent one. Ve'einan te'unin merika, and you don't need to do merika. Masnisim chisuri mechsura. There's actually some words which appear to be lacking from our Mishnah. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Im yesh behem benosin tam. If, when you cook this two different foods in this pot, and one of the foods would give taste into the other one, Hare kalam nechalam kechamurim, the more lenient one has to be eaten, like the more stringent one, meaning lifnim and haklaim. If one of them was a karche kachim, you would have to eat this food inside the azara, liyam velayla, within the space of one day and a night, uteinin, tuunin, mariko shtifa, and you would have to also do marika and shtifa, like we discussed earlier, upaislim bemaga, and if the food would touch another food, the transfer of the tam would happen, and therefore the second food that was touched would get the stringencies of the first food. Ein behem benosing tam. However, let's say there was not enough to give taste, then ein hakalim nechalim kechamurim. So if there was less than a 60th which passed on, the kalim, the more lenient one, would not have to take on the stringencies of the more stringent one. Ve'ein behen mariko shtifa, you no longer have to do marika and shtifa. Ve'ein paislin bemaga, and you know also if they touch together, the two foods would touch, the transfer of the chumra would not pass on to the next piece. Umasnisin Reb Shimon, here our Mishnah goes along to Reb Shimon, the Amar that he said previously, kachim kalim ein tuinim mariko shtifa, the status of kachim kalim does not require marika ushtifa. Hilkach therefore, kishalei nasnu tam, kachay kachim bekachim kalim. If you didn't give the taste of kachay kachim into kachim kalim, ain't to unen mirika shtifa. Therefore, in that case, you would not need mirika and shtifa. Okay. So now the Mishnah continues and says, ve'einam paislin bemaga. If two pieces would touch each other, if you don't have 60, and the kachim kalim, which was not 60 times the kachay kachim, went and touched another piece of kachim kalim, and now that other piece is absorbing from it, the halacha is, it's as if a second piece touched the original kachay kachim, and you'd have to eat the second piece with the chumrah of the original kachay kachim. Rokik shenaga berokik. If you had rikikin, which are hot, those are the of the mincha, which is hot, and it touched another one, v'chaticha b'chaticha, or if you had just another piece of meat that touched another piece of meat, in that case, lo'y kol ha'rokik v'lo'y kol ha'chaticha sasurim. You're not going to say that the iser transfers over to the entire other rokik of the karban mincha, or the other piece of meat. Rather, einay iser l'makom shabal, that's only going to be us at the place where it actually touched. And you would take off the outer layer, which is about the depth of a finger, kedena tila, and the rest would be kosher. Now over here, since they weren't cooked together, we don't say the tam transfers through the entire piece. They merely touch together as hot, and in that case, you'll say the tam only transfers in about the depth of a finger.